This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Factor 75. Get fresh meals delivered to your door. Use code
MMA40.
$40 off your first 2 weeks.
123 Reg. Save 15% off.coms with code COM15MMA18. NordVPN. Protect your IP address online. Get 77% off 3-year plans with code MMA Nuts. Protect a bed. Shield your mattress and pillows from allergens, dust mites, and moisture. Save 20% off with code MMA Nuts at protectabed.com. Defense Soap. The ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 432.
432!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grew with the MMA Show. By MMA fans, for my fans, walking the line between serious and ridiculous. Going on, compadre?
Nada, limonada.
I like limonada. A little bit of lemon, a little bit of lime.
Si, si.
More than limon.
¿Dónde está?
La biblioteca?
Sí.
La biblioteca. La
biblioteca. Y las grandes chichis.
Cerveza, Corona, la cerveza más fina de México.
¿Dónde está el baño? These are important things.
Ponga el chicle en el cesto.
What the hell does that mean?
Put your gum in the garbage can.
Okay.
Like, thanks, Miss Ron, you fucking bitch.
That's an important thing to know in Spanish.
Seventh grade. Spanish.
Oh.
You had about, how many years of Spanish did you have?
One. Not even one. I don't even know. I can't remember. But I remember the important things. Where's the bathroom? Where are the titties? That's all you need to know. I mean, what else do you need to know?
Escorpiones in mis zapatos.
Oh, no, zapatos.
Scorpions in my shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a song of some song? Band.
Oh. I thought about doing like a Mexican cover song, like finding like a modern Mexican song and doing like a cover of it.
Check out Menudo.
Menudo?
I don't know. Was
that
Ricky
like
Martin?
Enrique Iglesias, something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if I can do it, but I'll try. Maybe. You think that'd be sweet? If I could just, if I'm like able to bust that one Spanish song on the guitar.
Some kind of...
Something loving, like romantic.
Something Antonio Banderas
romantic.
From Desperado.
Desperado, yes. I want the panties to be... moist and juicy.
And stink like the zombie pussy.
That's right.
The most delicious pussy in the world, yes. My friend.
If you can find better pussy anywhere else, fuck it.
That's right.
That was the craziest movie, though. Because I didn't realize that was going to happen. We were talking about the Tarantino. What's it called?
That's before.
Yeah.
That's
the
dawn.
Totally normal, like, gangster flick, and all of a sudden it's vampires. Like, what the hell happened? That was a great film. I did enjoy it. Thank you. All right. You know what else is a great film?
What?
Bellator 22. 22?
222.
222. Sorry. 222.
Let's start with Lyoto Machida and Chael Sonnen. So, very quick. First rounder. Chael Sonnen comes in, shooting takedowns, ducking to the side that Lyoto Machida wants to throw flying knees. He's just spamming them. Mm-hmm. Caught him once, caught him twice. And Chael Sonnen retires.
Second time.
I don't remember. I don't remember him
retiring. He retired from the UFC a while back, and then he unretired to come back to Bellator.
And then you'll probably unretire again.
Maybe.
Machida post-fight press conference. Come on, pull it open. Here's what he had to say. Hopefully I'm all dialed up here.
Ooh, I'll be quiet.
I didn't know. I didn't expect the child comes too much. So he came so fast and too much up to me. You know, I couldn't control.
So apparently, he comes too much, too fast. Uh-huh. Come again?
What? I don't know. It's funny, though, because Machida still has a heavy accent. It's like you've been in MMA for like 20 years.
In the United States, like, for fucking
come on, man. You can't. I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of the guy, but it's just, it's funny to me that he still has that very thick accent when he speaks English.
True.
You know, you'd think he would know more English at this point. But,
well. I don't know. I want to talk about Chael Sonnen. So he retires. Is he a Hall of Fame worthy? When we talk about people who should be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know. I feel like it's hard to say because he's always come up short.
You know, bridesmaid, never bride. He's fought for the title 1, 2, 3, WEC 4 at least.
Did he hold the title in WEC? I can't remember.
No, he should have, but because Paulo Filho,
that's right.
Remember, he missed weight and Chael beat him. And they didn't give him the belt. They just said, oh, it's not a title fight because that guy didn't make weight.
Correct.
And that was, I think that was the fight where Paulo is fighting ghosts and demons where he's not looking at Chael. He's looking off in the distance. Yeah. He's having all those fucking mental issues. Uh-huh. And Chael worked him, but...
Yeah, I would say he's been in some of the biggest fights in MMA ever, and I would say he does belong in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Anderson Silva, that fight was... remember watching that shit live? That was like the craziest thing that's ever happened. I know he was on the losing end of that, but still...
No, he beat him for... 4 minutes and 45 seconds into like five rounds, and then into the fifth round, 4 minutes and like 30 seconds in, fucking gets triangled. And that was the only part of the fight he lost, but it was his own fault because I kept saying, why is he sitting in Anderson's guard? Why doesn't he just pass and go into side control? He just sat there waiting for it. Mm-hmm. And I think the triangle was his Achilles heel.
Achilles heel, yeah. And you got to give it to him. I mean, he was a talker. He made the sport exciting. There was a time where everybody was talking about him. He made MMA, like, fun, I think. So you got to give the man credit for that.
And he's fought a who's who. I listed it, and the amount of champions he fought was ridiculous. He's got a 30-17 record, so he fought Fedor, John Jones, Anderson Silva twice, Rampage, Vanderlei, Tito Ortiz, Rashad Evans, Shogun, Bisbing, Marquardt, Maya, Jeremy Horn three times, Forrest Griffin. And how many of those guys were champion? A fuck ton.
Pretty much all of them except Jeremy Horn.
And he pretty much lost to all those guys.
Yeah, I mean.
With exception to one, two. He beat a couple, but pretty much lost to all of them. But who else can say they fought all those guys?
Yeah, not many. Nobody.
You know?
I mean...
the amount of champions and fucking legends that he fought.
Yep.
I'd put him in. And based on his shit-talking ability, too. He was the first legitimate shit-talker where people were coming to see him just because of what he was saying.
Yeah.
You know, talking about Big Nog and his fake black belts and guy feeding carrots to a bus or something, whatever he was saying back in the day.
He was the original... MMA gangster, and then Conor McGregor took over and like amped that shit up. But give him the Hall of Fame, I say. Put him in.
I agree. And I don't think he is fully retired, do you? I think he comes back again.
If he's still under contract with Bellator, I could see him having another fight.
Well, he fought out his contract, he said.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you ever fight Fedor?
Yeah, I just said that.
You did say that.
He got knocked out.
That's right. Yeah, I couldn't remember. But I say Fedor because I'm trying to segue into the next thing because, you know.
I want to talk about the other fights before you segue too much. So we had Roy McDonald, Neiman Gracie. Hang on.
Reeling it back
in. And Roy gets the decision win.
The
judges. He looked back to normal, and hearing him speak after the fight, back to normal. So
he's right with God now? Things are good?
Yeah.
He's
ready to
warrior.
Damage people. I think he talked to Yoel Romero's.
The warrior of God.
Yeah, soldier of God. Roy's in league with him now, so they're ready to go to wars.
Okay.
Now Roy advances to fight Douglas Lima in the finale of this tournament, this welterweight tournament. So Dylan Danis gets another win, and then Aaron Pico takes another loss, unfortunately. I think he's 5-3 now. And here's a guy that was, everyone's, oh my God, he's going to be the next thing. And not so much. So, what were you going to say? Fedor's?
Well, yeah. Fedor Emelianenko just inked a multi-fight deal with Bellator. And apparently, this is what they're touting as his retirement tour. They're going to try to bring him to countries that he hasn't been in a while or has never been.
Mm-hmm.
To try to kind of, it's a multi-fight, multi-year deal, according to Scott Coker. And what did he say? It's going to be fun when they roll this thing out. The organization is very excited. And it sounds like Emelianenko and Coker have a very close relationship, like friendship overall.
Yeah, this is a strike for us. They've been
a lot of respect there. And, I mean, I don't know who they're going to put him up against, but they're talking about Josh Barnett.
I heard that. Well, the last time they tried to, didn't they put a league out of business?
Yes, that's when Josh failed the drug test and all that shit went down. So they're looking at that as a potential.
Fedor's 42, by the way. Didn't he want to retire 6 years ago or something? And his handler said, no, yes. I don't think you're going to fucking retire. You're going to go back out there and fight another fucking 10 fights.
Yeah, and he's 2-2 in Bellator with the wins over Frank Mir and Chael Sonnen and a loss to Bader and Matt Mitrione. So, you know, I don't know who they're going to... I don't know if this fight's going
to
happen.
Hard to say.
But I wouldn't mind seeing another heavyweight tournament of some sort. That'd be kind of cool. I'd be down for that. Do it again. Run it back. See what happens.
Yeah, I don't know who they're going to... They probably need some fresh blood. Speaking of heavyweights, the UFC... Well, I'm going to save that for later, so never mind. Never mind, Ingo.
Well, there's been some talk of UFC versus Bellator, and Coker's all for this.
It'll never happen.
I don't
think
it'll happen, but, I mean, I think it could sell. They could figure out a way
it to... It would, but the UFC gains nothing, and they just... They don't want to promote anybody else, so it'll never happen. They're not gonna. They don't. They barely acknowledge Bellator. I don't even think they do. But like with Coker working for the UFC for 3 years and then going off back to, you know, doing Bellator, I just don't see it. I don't see them ever doing any kind of cross promotion with Dana White at the helm.
Maybe not.
It behooves them.
Yeah.
To do that.
Behoove. You said be who?
I do. I'm going to take a sip.
Sip away, sir.
Mm. My delicious coffee / Orange Zevia vodka. Totally delicious.
Wait, is that coffee with Zevia inside?
No, I drank all the coffee.
Oh, okay.
Now
okay.
It's just
like,
Zevia
and vodka. Zevia, coffee,
and orange,
vodka?
Little orange vodka?
Tootsie roll over there.
Josh Nash tweeted this one out. Remember we were talking about what did McGregor make?
Yes.
We were trying to figure that out. So he said in 2016, Forbes estimated that McGregor made $18 million from UFC 189, 194, and 196.
Okay, combined.
Yes.
Okay.
And then in 2017, they estimated $34 million from UFC 202 and 205, the two fights. And then this year, they estimated he made $32 million from UFC 229 when he fought Nurmagomedov.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I think we were saying, what do we, I thought we 20 guessed something. 25 million. 25, so
yeah.
We're in the ballpark, yeah. Right? 30 million. Shit.
A lot of money. Plus all that whiskey money and everything else.
Yeah, I just don't see why he's even still training. I would be out of the game. Unless you want to go out on a win. I think his coach was talking about Nate Diaz as the next potential fight. And I'm okay with, you know, a third one. Mm-hmm. It feels like he's lost any fucking momentum he had because he's just so far out, you know?
Yep. Well, Nate's got a fight book, doesn't he?
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, the Anthony Pettis fight.
That's it, yeah. Maybe after
And I'm going to bet I'm fucking Diaz. I had him as part of a parlay, but I lost the first part, so I have to rebet on Diaz because I don't think Pettis stops him. Pettis is weak as far as, like, physically, like... And his new style is to take damage to... Mm-hmm. He's fighting like Gaethje. I'll take 8 to get 1. So I'm going to bet on Diaz, even though he's been out forever.
3 years. It'll be in August. That's crazy. How fast time flies, huh?
I know.
That fight against McGregor, that second one, was 3 years ago, August 20th, UFC 202.
Sick. And I think that's about the time he's going to fight.
Yeah, and he got fight of the night and fight of the year for that. Which
yeah.
Is pretty crazy. That was a barn burner, man. I don't know. I don't see any way Pettis can stop him. I don't.
No, it's just like, not going to happen.
No.
And when you think durability versus durability, like you can dish out as much as you want, but you're not going to stop him. And then in that process, you're probably going to hurt yourself, or Diaz is going to hurt you. So I'll take Diaz all day on that one.
Yeah.
And
was
I think Diaz is the underdog. I think I'm going to make a substantial bet on him.
Diaz.
Yeah.
What was that fight? Josh Thompson? Is that the fight where you got railroaded?
Yeah, and that's where the corner was about to throw the towel in.
Yeah, that was a bad one. That was
he
really,
got head kicked, and then that's where everything started going off the rails.
That was really his only... Everything else was pretty much decisions. There's been no...
Well, he used to get wrestle-fucked. Because remember, he would move up. He moved up to 170. I think it was Rory McDonald that mm-hmm. was fucking suplexing him.
Yep.
Senseless.
Rory McDonald, Ben Henderson... Josh Thompson, Dos Anjos, decisions. I don't remember that Dos Anjos fight. That was a.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, I don't see Pettis. I mean, Pettis isn't going to knock him out.
No, so. And he's not going to submit him.
No.
So how does he win? The decision. That's the only way he's going to win.
It's not going to happen. It's not. I don't see that happening. Maybe via cut or something if Diaz gets cut up.
Maybe.
You know, but it'll be a good one.
If it happens.
It's going
to. I could see Pettis getting injured.
Probably.
Prior to that fight, but.
Injuring his vagina?
Yeah. Why does the UFC do Cyborg dirty like this? I was looking at their website, and I've never seen this before. So here's a picture for Chris Cyborg versus Felicia Spencer.
Why do they do that?
Exactly. Why? They have pictures of her. This is the last fight on her contract, but you really going to fuck with her like this?
Maybe it's just an internet glitch, Matt.
No. This is, let's fuck with Cyborg somewhere. Or
so
shit.
Sad. So sad.
It's the last fight on our contract. What's going to happen?
I don't know.
Bellator, 155-pound division. Mm. Crush cans for a living. What do you do? I crush cans. Mm-hmm. Any other news?
I'm out.
Just like that.
I can look up some stuff.
No, we got the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 6 happening this weekend in Florida. This is the Artem Lobov versus Paulie Malignaggi. This is that stupid, we're going to have to wear gloves with the knuckles cut out. And no one's talked about this since the end of May. So I'm just going off of what the Florida State Athletic Commission has said. But no one has shown us the gloves. And I'm not going to buy that because of them wearing gloves, because it defeats the point of this whole fucking league. Was basically the only thing we're going to do is tape the wrists, and then we're going to have 1 inch free from the knuckles to the tape. And now you're going to wear gloves and cut the knuckles out. This is the stupidest shit I've ever heard. Like,
I agree.
Why would we fight in a state that's going to require gloves for the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship?
They figure they might get more money and exposure, maybe?
Well, I think it's a way to protect Paulie's hands as a boxer. And then that fucking skews my thoughts on the fight, because initially I thought, oh, Lobov is going to destroy him, but now you're going to say, well, Malignaggi's wearing gloves, so now he's not going to break his hands.
Right.
Right off the bat. I mean, he may still break them, but.
He might. Possible.
This is just, it's stupid, and they shouldn't even do it. Did you see Joe Rogan sponsoring a NASCAR driver?
Uh-uh.
Like, check that out.
Oh, wow.
That looks fucking badass.
It does look really cool.
He's got one up on top and then one on the side. I forgot the racer's name, but.
How fucking much money is this guy making on his podcast?
Kajillions.
Ridiculous.
Well, he's selling out theaters. He's doing all theaters, not like, or arenas. He's doing arenas now, not theaters.
For comedy?
Yeah. And it's not, I don't even think it's because he's that good. I think it's just because he's popular.
Yeah.
So being popular is selling tickets, right?
I don't think you need to be good to make money. I think you just need to be popular. That's the key.
That's what it is.
Kim Kardashian, you know? What's she good at other than having a nice ass?
And people were saying, would the Kardashians even be popular if OJ didn't kill his wife and Ron Goldman?
What's the connection there?
Because their dad was his attorney.
Oh, okay.
So that's how he got his fame, kind of?
Maybe not. They're all linked. See, we just need to link up with somebody that's like famous like that.
OJ.
Somebody can kill one of us. And then the other one can be famous.
And then I guess OJ started a Twitter account, and then one day he had 500,000 followers.
Oh, nice. Good for him.
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing.
Why Twitter?
I don't know. He's gonna tell all his secrets. There you go.
I'm sure he has many secrets.
Where is Cato Kaelin these days? I miss that guy.
I think he's retired. I'll look it up right now.
Retarded?
Cato Kaelin.
Let's find out. These are the things we need to know.
Cato Kaelin.
This is what MMA is about.
Uh-huh. Where are they now? this is perfect.
What year is this?
No, this is an article from 4 days ago.
Oh, what the fuck, man? That's crazy.
What was he, a prosecutor? No.
No, he lived in his little guest house on the property of OJ. Testified.
He launched a clothing line for slackers, and he's been a regular at the Wizard World Comic Con in St. Louis.
Right.
Wow. Now the mighty have fallen.
Slacker.
Wizard
well,
World.
I don't know if he was mighty, but he fell harder than, you know.
Wasn't
shit.
He married to some famous chick? Was it?
I don't know.
Wasn't it? Oh, he was married to what's her face?
Here we go.
Fuck my. He's from Milwaukee, though. From Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
He was married to the blonde with the big boobs. What was her name? Were dating her anyway?
Pamela Anderson.
No. Hold on.
Fucking blonde with big tits.
You know what I'm saying? She was crazy. She died, though.
That one. Anna Nicole Smith.
He was married to her, wasn't
no.
he?
No.
I thought he was. No. Dating her or something?
No. That was like that 80-year-old guy.
Oh.
You're going down a weird rabbit hole.
I'm sorry.
I reel back
I don't know if that's back.
Let's go. Tweet of the week. Let's go. Super 70 Sports. Tweet this out. Champ, stop fucking around. This guy has lost 20 fights. His wife is 6 at best. And I think he may be retarded. Fucking Apollo Creed, man.
Was his wife not hot? Yeah, she was kind of.
No, she was cool. Looked like olive oil.
Wait. Are you talking about Rocky's wife?
Yeah. So like olive oil. Oh. Popeye?
Okay.
Did you see Paige VanZant's gash?
I think it's
the biggest one I've ever seen, by the way.
Ah, what is that?
It's her gash.
That's horrible. What am I looking at?
Her arm.
Why?
Because she had another surgery.
I don't want to look.
So here's the question. Would you lick that gash to lick her gash?
No, man. That's disgusting.
Oh, I'd be all up in that. You wouldn't lick that metal pipe?
I would not. That's terrible. Are you done now? Thank you.
I'm just going to leave that up the whole show. Picture of her gash.
That's disgusting.
And just because I did that.
Her arm is, for those of you listening, her arm is literally filleted wide open.
Yeah.
You can see bone. It's disgusting.
So then she tweets this other picture out.
Is it, again, graphic?
No.
By nature?
Two puppies are better than one is the headline.
That's true. I agree with that.
100%.
Oh, a little puppy dove. Oh, so lovely.
I'm just looking at her titties. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm looking at puppies. Hey, this is a family show.
Sometimes. Let's do a little Ask the Nuts.
Happen quickly.
Yeah. This is a light week. Light week. Why are people still complaining for Bellator to change their name? Like, there's still a lot of drama out there.
What?
Like, what's a Bellator? I don't know. Like, Rogan keeps harping on it. There's a bunch of MMA guys, media guys talking about it. Doesn't matter, does it?
It's just a name. Who cares? All right.
Google, Yahoo, Alta Vista.
Pied Piper.
It doesn't matter.
The show's coming back, I think, very soon for the final season.
Oh, I don't know. Final seasons are on HBO. A little scary.
Horrible.
Yeah. Jeremy White asks, Todd Duffy says he'll be back in August/September.
Really?
How do you think he'll do in the heavyweight division?
Probably get knocked out a couple times.
Yeah, like a fucking, what's the biggest tree ever? Like a redwood or
redwood,
something?
Yeah.
He has some of the most epic knockouts where he's get crushed and then he falls and you just hear, Timber!
Mm-hmm. Big boy.
Yeah. Like he's throwing, like, a hook from like here and then gets clipped in the process and then goes face first down.
Uh-huh. Was not
So yeah, a prediction is multiple knockouts.
I agree.
How would you rank the three recent retirees in who had the best career between Gustafson, King Mo, and Chael Sonnen?
Chael Sonnen top, Gustafson, and King Mo.
Yeah, I think King Mo's on bottom because he wears a tiara. And Chael Sonnen is, we already said, Hall of Fame worthy, and Gustafson, not.
Nope.
Then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather break out in uncontrollable dance every time someone hums or never be able to sing again?
I'll do the dancing.
Of course.
I can't go without singing. It's impossible.
Sing every day.
I will die. I must sing.
Sing! Would you rather marry the hottest person alive that would give you incredible sex, mm-hmm. or marry the smartest person alive that would make you incredibly rich?
Sex, please. Fuck the richness.
Do the opposite. I'm going to marry the incredible rich person, suck off all their money for X amount of years, get divorced, get half their money. Then I'm going to find the hottest woman alive and then marry her with a prenup. Says you get exactly $1 when we get divorced. And fuck like a champ.
Okay.
Would you rather meet your favorite fictional character or your favorite musician?
Musician.
And if so, who would the individual be?
Oh, wow. The list is too long. Favorite musician. What about you? We need an answer.
I don't know. I'm waiting.
Favorite musician?
Well, it'd be a musician, probably.
God, I love so many different...
I'd probably hang out with Motley Crue.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I don't... I would like someone more like...
Ozzy.
Not Ozzy. like a real musician's musician.
You know? Oh, you want some faggot shit.
Huh?
What?
You know what? Because they're so iconic, I would like to meet Bono. That sounds fucking cool.
There you go.
So
there's your gay shit.
That's gay.
Enjoy.
Shit. Why not? Seems like a cool dude. I'll have some whiskey with him.
Okay.
Seems like a cool dude.
Why don't you hang out with The Edge then?
I would hang out with him too. They're not my favorite band of all time.
Put your fucking beanie on and...
I think he wears a beanie because he's balding or something.
I wear a hat.
You shave your head though.
Yeah, by
That's
choice.
It's a whole different story. I always said Bono because he's so epically, you know, epic. But
epic and Irish?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if I could go back in time.
I'm going to go back in time.
Back in time. I wouldn't mind meeting like a Stevie Ray Vaughan or, you know, like a Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. I'll be with you with Hendrix.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Do some acid with him.
Sure.
Why not?
Fuck, why not? Would you rather be able to see your own future or be able to see everyone's future but your own?
Everyone's future but my own. I don't want to see what happens to me.
No, and then you could fuck with people. I see in your future, you're going to suck a lot of dicks. Right. A lot of dicks. And if you don't, you're going to get cancer within the next 6 months.
Of the ass.
You're turning everybody gay. You're going to talk to ladies. You're going to need to eat a lot of pussy.
You're like, you need to suck this dick or you're going to die. Literally.
I literally have the cure to cancer in my pantalones.
It's right here.
Azules, okay? Right. Get some. Get
azules
some.
Is blue?
Yes.
Okay.
My blue jeans. Come get some.
Okay.
Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 48. Hollywood, give me wood number 20. AKA Ingo's most difficult choice. Gun to your head, you must choose.
Don't tell me you got Gwyneth Paltrow on this list again. Does he?
Yeah, this is the
She evening, wins every time.
The evening dress edition.
You already know.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I mean, come on, dude. Seriously.
Dead.
Look at that shit.
I don't like it at all. Jennifer Lawrence.
You're killing me right now, seriously.
And then Scarlett Johansson.
Whoa, time out. I know what he's doing. He's got three hot blondes on the same, okay. Wow, that's a tough one.
Marry Scarlett, fuck Jennifer, and kill Gwyneth.
I think I'm going to have to marry Gwyneth Paltrow.
I know.
Yep. I'm going to kill.
Which one?
God, that's tough.
She's a fuck beast.
I got to kill Jennifer Lawrence and fuck Scarlett. That rack is epic. But could I still fuck her if she's dead?
Of course you can. What do you mean? Why is that even a question?
I don't know.
You've never fucked a dead chick? Come on. What's wrong with you?
That were kind of like they were dead. They were like, you know, like starfish sex type noodle shit. Like fish out of water kind of floating around. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm getting too deep now.
I was about to go, what is he talking about?
What's he saying? I don't know. Some of you women got to step that shit up out there. Don't be lazy. Okay? Laziness does not get you far in the bedroom.
Are you sure?
Why are the men expected to do all the work all the time? That's what I want to say. I'm not above doing the work, but I'm saying you can't be just like fucking phoning it in like you're on break or some shit. You got to be present, you know, punch in for your shift.
Go to work.
You know what I'm saying?
Take it like a champ.
Yeah, that's right. Go to work. Yeah. Earn your money.
That's right.
Something like
earn
that.
Your money.
Wow, I just got completely sexist. Where is this going? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Anything I said, I'm just totally joking.
Earn
it's
your
all
money.
For communicative.
Are you hungry?
That's right.
You like the knuckle sandwich? Then get
One
to
fist
work.
Or two.
Right.
That's the question.
And what are you going to do with those fists?
I'm going to explore.
Okay. Fair
cavities.
Enough. Apparently, you're a dentist now.
I am.
Dr. Weigold.
Dr. Weigold.
Dr. Weigold, dentist explorer.
That's right.
Okay, fair enough.
Dental exam.
Yes. hygienist, even.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any knowledge? I have nothing.
Knowledge-wise. Well, I would like to ask the fans a question, if anyone's out there listening still at this point. I need something to watch, because Game of Thrones is gone, and I keep looking for something, and I get into, like, a show for a minute, and then I'm like, yeah, this sucks. If there's anything good to watch out there, please share with us, because, I don't know, I'm looking for something. I thought about watching Westworld, or maybe, like, Deadwood, because there's a movie now.
I don't know about Deadwood. Westworld, I'd say no. No? It's too confusing. I went off and on for two seasons, and now they're trying this weird third season.
Okay. Because I heard Deadwood was really good, but I'm not big on the Western stuff, so... It's not my area of interest so much.
Mm.
I don't know. Looking for something new to watch. I don't watch a lot of TV, but it'd be nice to like be able to kick on something when I feel like watching it.
I hear you.
Any suggestions?
I have none.
I did see the Spider-Man Homecoming over the weekend. That was really good. My favorite Spider-Man movie of all time. I thought it was well done. Any movie that has Iron Man in it is automatically better.
100%.
Yeah.
It was way better than the other ones.
Yeah. Like, he wasn't whiny. He was just kind of a stupid kid.
He was a little confused.
He was confused. And I can deal with that because that's the comic. But the Tobey Maguire version, he was just like a whiny little bitch.
Bitch, yeah, right?
I didn't like that. So this guy, like the new guy, is he in more movies? Was he in the Endgame or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to that. We're watching Doctor Strange next.
Good. That's good.
So I know you like that. But anyway, I digress. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigelt.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing. Phew.